Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I received a text update that he is successfully taking care of what he needed to take care of, and he is excited. And there's rumor that one Brian Kelly may be in Madison tomorrow for a live show of the Devil's Advocates at Hawks Bar and Grill on State Street. I believe that may mean an in-studio appearance by one Brian Kelly here in the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. So I'm getting excited. I'm hoping Brian's checking off all those items on his checklist and I get to see the big fella. And everybody that comes out to the live show for the Devil's Advocates tomorrow gets to see him as well.
I keep getting Hawks asked to RSVP, but I mean, come on, guys. I'm going to be here, you know? Daily reminders is what I get.
See, what I...
I'm happy to do it.
What we got to do is we got to find another producer that could sub in for you and then have you come out to one
and
of those live shows.
It's funny, because you know what? I'll push back against it.
Yeah, like, you'll be like, no, I want to do it.
Mark.
Stop.
No,
yeah, don't take it away.
Someone to come in here, steal my thunder? Yeah, right, Jane.
Hey, Jane's got plenty of great work that she's doing
in
Waukesha.
She's already on her way to the... Dude, she is on her way to the top. Have you heard that voice?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Broadcast veteran.
Man.
Jane Mattinair.
We're lucky to have her.
Very lucky to have her doing the news here for Civic Media and all the stations that we are broadcasting on right now. And if you'd like to follow along on social media, we got a ton of new social media accounts to go check out as well. So you can follow this show, at Dueling Tangents, on Twitter. You can also check out the new social media handles for Bull Falls Radio. I want to pluralize the bulls, I guess, every time.
Bulls Falls.
It's Bull Falls Radio. Excuse me. It's just a singular bull. Bull Falls Radio. And that's our new Wausau station, WXCO, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. You can follow it at Bull Falls Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And you can follow Locally Grown Radio, our new Wisconsin Rapids affiliate. And they are both on Twitter and Facebook as well. So we follow WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Go like both of those new stations on the Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be able to see all of the excellent work and new programming that we're putting out. And it's very, very exciting time here. But you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Evan on the board. No Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines. Talking about Gableman. Just, I am shocked. And one of the worst parts of this story as well is Michael Gableman's attorney, who Wisconsin taxpayers are picking up the fee for, legal fees. The lawyer that's representing Gableman in this, James Bopp, he's been involved in numerous, like, any of the crazy Republican lawsuits that you've heard in the last couple years, James Bopp is tied to them somehow. And James Bopp is billing Wisconsinites $450 an hour to represent Gableman in the case that he lost in Dane County Court today. $450 an hour. And he's losing. It's insane. Gableman has very little argument in any of these cases. He's tried to drawn out the verdicts in all of them as much as he can. He's been delaying. He's been insistent that he has the authority and doesn't, and then claims that it was, oh, Voss didn't tell me that I was supposed to be keeping those open records and I didn't know, and then, oh, I deleted that on accident, quote unquote accident. Yeah. And so these open record cases have been going on and on and on, and the attorney representing Gableman is billing $450 an hour. It is incredible. But again, it just shows Wisconsin Republicans are not beholden to anyone because of the gerrymandered maps.
They're siloed. They get to do what they want.
They're increasingly
showing us this.
The only accountability that we are going to see for Robin Voss is getting primary to the right.
Yep.
There is no central accountability to any of these Republican elected officials. And now I've gone down on a tangent, but I want to get back to your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You could be like our friend Jeannie up in Eau Claire. Jeannie, what's on your mind this afternoon?
I'm enjoying your tangent. I almost hung up because I was really enjoying it. You're hitting every single point. It's unbelievable. And there's no excuses for this former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who made decisions on legal issues to be pulling this fraudulent scam against the people of Wisconsin, the good people of Wisconsin. And it's outrageous. And, you know, this is also a federal election. And if nobody from our state can hold these people accountable, because the people of Wisconsin are being held hostage, whether we like this or not, in paying this excessive legal bills in a situation that's for political purpose. And it's, you know, I hope the feds are watching, and you guys can call in, anybody can call in and say, hey, DOJ, please help us in Wisconsin, because we need help here, because this is going to continue until, you know, justice is served. So thank you, guys, and congratulations on your growth. You deserve it. You're outstanding, and now you got to move over our way. Thanks again, guys, and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Jeannie. I can't say a whole lot other than this, but just stay tuned. That's all I have to say about the growing nature that is civic media and what we're doing here, trying to provide an alternative to the, I believe it's 84, it's 81 or 84 right-wing talk radio stations across Wisconsin that are pumping out more than 230 hours of conservative talk radio
worthless
every single day.
Drivel. You know, they don't touch on any of this stuff. That gets more shocking by the day.
They get mad and say that, oh, there's Democratic officials in Madison and in Milwaukee that are stalwart. They're getting in, obstructing Gableman's effort to find the election fraud. And it's like,
it's insane.
What? All right, we got time for one more quick caller here before the end of the show. We got Ron in Madison calling in. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey. Luke, as I was saying to Evan, and you're exactly right. Nobody's holding these guys accountable. I mean, I'm not seeing any media aside from you and the Devils talking about this at all. One little story in the State Journal about the court case and getting and we're having to pay for all of this. Gableman was a Supreme Court justice. He knows the laws for the state of Wisconsin, or at least he knows where to find them.
He should. I don't know if he necessarily knows them or not, though. I
know where to find them.
Yeah.
I worked my way through college and law school. I know where to find them.
Well, he was famously said, Ron, and I'm sorry, we're coming up here to the end of the show. But Gableman, when this whole thing started, he admitted on the record that he didn't know how elections work. And one of the things I've contested this entire time is Gableman's trying to revive his name. There is going to be an open race next spring for the state Supreme Court. And I am guessing, I'm not a betting man, but I am guessing that Gableman wants to run in that race. And he's going to charge Wisconsin taxpayers more than $1 million to find absolutely nothing when it comes to election fraud.
Hey, name recognition has value, okay?
It does.
We're going to know his name, and that $1 million is well spent in his mind.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.